Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about the new development with the shingles vaccine. You probably haven't heard this. So we've talked about the shingles thing before, but this is new stuff. Also, we're going to be talking about, we're going to kind of revisit the healthcare predictions for 2015, just to see how many of them came into reality. That'll be fun. If we get time, we may talk about some other stuff. Ben, we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. You know how I do. Hope you're, you know, joining me, seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, because, you know, you got to nurture that relationship. And I brought my devotional today. I forgot it last time, so I made sure I put it in my briefcase today. And this is a really neat devotional that my
grown adult children gave me for Mother's Day. So if you really want to read the Bible and the King James is kind of a challenge for you, some of these things are paraphrased and kind of gets around those these and thous if you have problems. So here's something that's paraphrased from John 8, Matthew 5, 2 Corinthians 3, and Exodus 3. It says, "I am the light of the world. Men crawl through their lives cursing the darkness, but all the while I am shining brightly. I desire each of my followers to be a light bearer, so the Holy Spirit who lives in you can shine from your face, making me invisible to people around you. So ask my Spirit to live through you as you go through the day. Hold my hand in joyful trust, for I will never leave your side. The light of my presence is shining upon you. Brighten up the world by reflecting who I am." And I think that's a good idea. Let's do that. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, going to go to Illinois. They have passed a bill. This is health care. This is the Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. It was passed by a 61-54 margin. Awaits the signature of the Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. This is a bill that wants healthcare workers who don't provide abortion services to be mandated to supply the patient with who does. So the law would require all pro-life medical providers of any kind who choose not to perform abortion procedures or to give out prescriptions for birth control and for abortions, they have to refer that patient to the providers that do. And so it's a little controversial because people of conscience really don't want to be mandated to do that. And so we'll see if the governor signs it, right? Might have to lift Illinois definitely up in prayer. All right, moving along, last but not least in the quack report. Researchers testing the controversial DNA-based Zika vaccine. Yep, they're about to test it on human volunteers. Officials with Health Canada and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have given researchers in Quebec the go-ahead to start testing their vaccine for Zika. The problem with causing birth defects in women that are with child. So the testing could be conducted at three different locations, including Quebec University City and Toronto. University Laval and Quebec University and Toronto. So researchers recruited about 40 healthy volunteers from Quebec, Miami, and Philadelphia, and they're going to be the guinea pigs. They're going to get that DNA-based vaccine. And DNA-based vaccines, if you're not aware, are said to be riskier than traditional types of vaccines. So the scientific community first became interested in the DNA versions of vaccines in the early 90s. It was reported that this plasmid DNA vaccine delivers, more of a punch, they say, vaccine-wise. It magnifies the serum, and that's why they do it. So safety on these vaccines, uncertain. They just don't know. So these 40 people, God bless them, right? They're going to need some divine protection because the DNA vaccines can cause mutations. And, that genetic material can get changed, and then the genome is forever altered. Research suggests the DNA vaccines could also increase the risk of cancer. So, FYI out there. And we're going to get into some of this vaccine stuff here on the show tonight, so stay tuned. And that wraps the quack report.
Look. that's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to look at this new development with the shingles vaccine. We have some questions, and hopefully we're going to discover the answers during the course of this segment. More people are reporting that they developed the shingles after getting the shingles vaccine. And modern medicine says, hey, there's really no 100% effective vaccine on the market. And the shingles vaccine is reported to be 50% effective, according to modern medicine. Now, years ago, we maybe occasionally heard about the shingles, and it certainly didn't warrant the need for a vaccine. And according to the CDC in the United States, a million cases of vaccine a year, they say. I think that's high, but that's what they're saying. So there are reports that the chickenpox vaccine is creating the magnified rise of the shingle cases. There seems to be complications with the shingles vaccine, and many report the live shingles virus in the vaccine gave them a case of the shingles. Now, modern medicine blames that on the patient's weak immune system. And patients over 50 years of age usually get talked into, you know, getting the shingles vaccine by their doctor, and they're also told, well, this vaccine has no thimerosal mercury in it. So is the rise in shingles due to a vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine? Well, we're going to take a look. Let me read you this quote by writer Marjorie Heck. She also worked with Judith and Marson, medical doctor with the Family Medicine Clinic in Chicago, Illinois. They say the chickenpox virus causes all forms of shingles. Did you catch that? All. Not some, all. So this virus is known as Varicella zoster virus, or VZV for short. So shingles, they say, often occurs in people with compromised or low immune systems. And then, let's see, the National Vaccine Information Center states on their website that the shingles vaccine is a live virus made by Merck. It's 51% effective and is recommended to adults over 50. Well, let's look at this shingles virus. What exactly is it? Well, as they said, it's the Varicella zoster virus, which causes chickenpox, or vice versa. They're the same thing. So that pesky childhood disease can actually lie dormant after the person recovers from the initial outbreak, and the virus can likes to settle on the nerve tissue. It can settle on the cerebral ganglia or the cranial nerves or the posterior nerve roots. And as you get older, the virus can give us shingles when we get stressed out, our immune system is low, or we have some sort of shock or trauma. So as the shingles virus is reactivated, it will continue to multiply in the ganglion nerves, and it starts to destroy the host neuron there, and then it travels down the sensory nerves to your skin, and this explains why shingles is worse than chickenpox, because you break out with all those blisters and you're in a lot of pain. So who is at risk? Well, when you ask medical professionals who's at risk of getting shingles, they respond with people who have had chickenpox, who are over the age of 50, have weak immune systems, and people under stress or have experienced trauma. Okay, so people who have had chickenpox. Now I ask you, is it a smart thing to take chickenpox virus and put it in a vaccine and give it to children who haven't had chickenpox yet? They may never get chickenpox. But with the vaccine, they have the chickenpox virus inside them. So if all chickenpox viruses cause shingles, isn't this like dooming everybody that gets a chickenpox vaccine to eventually getting shingles? Is a question I have. Well, let's look at the shingles vaccine. The vaccine safety data link study that was published in 2014, it showed up in the Journal of Internal Medicine, stated that the shingles vaccine is safe. However, according to Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Wellness Institute, that study in the journal is questionable. He said, according to Whitaker, Dr. Whitaker, he says, there's no evidence that the shingles vaccine prevents future outbreaks, yet it's being marketed as such. And so patients need to keep in mind that the shingles vaccine costs about $200 to $300 per shot, depending on where you go. Now, Dr. Whitaker recommends to his patients, quote, just say no to the shingles vaccine. And Merck is, you know, simply repackaged, actually, the chickenpox vaccine, making it 14 times stronger, and they sell it as a shingles vaccine. God help us, right? So the public's not informed about that. Here's a quote from Dr. Julian Whitaker. He says, of course, you should make up your own mind, but I can tell you that I would never recommend the shingles vaccination to my patients. Well, here's more information. So medicine tells us that people who contract chickenpox virus, they are also most likely after the age of 50 to get shingles. The shingles vaccine is a live chickenpox virus that is 14 times stronger than the regular chickenpox vaccine given to children. So the chickenpox and the shingles vaccine have nearly identical ingredients in them, including human DNA cells, or MRC5, which is a protein that's derived from aborted human fetuses. So the CDC reports that 4% of children that receive the chickenpox vaccine, that's about 1 in 33,000 doses, it causes serious side effects, which include shock, encephalitis, blood disorders, and death. So in the mid-1990s, the FDA approved of the chickenpox vaccine for children, but their Biological Products Advisory Committee had real concerns that the vaccine could, quote, shift the disease to adults, end of quote. So they were clearly asking if the chickenpox vaccine will give people shingles in adulthood. That is what the committee heard. This is what the committee heard before the vaccine was approved. This was answered by Dr. Philip Cross. He was a senior research investigator for the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. He said this, to answer that question, he said, nobody's sure what the effect will be. We really don't have that data to say what's going to happen in 20 or 30 years. Based on the data available, it does not appear that the rate of shingles in vaccinated individuals will be any greater than in naturally infected population. Well, that was just, you know, a politically correct answer for, well, if we know, we're not telling you. And if we don't know, then we're just stupid as we can be, and we're moving forward anyway. What a risk, right? We just don't know. It's all an educated guess. And these 40 people that are going to get the Zika shot? Oh, my Lord. All right, let's look at some early statistics. According to the National Vaccine Information Center, prior to the chickenpox vaccine being tested and released to the market in 1994, that in 1992, there were about 158,000 cases of chickenpox per year in the U.S., and half of that involved adults. Now, in 2000, the Journal of the Infectious Disease, that was volume 182, issue number 2, page 383 to 390, it stated that before the chickenpox vaccine was available, that from 1990 to 1994, the disease and the mortality rate from chickenpox were on the decline. They also reported that in 1995 to 1997, this would be after the chickenpox vaccine, there was a sharp increase in the cases of chickenpox, and the mortality rose to the highest ever seen. They doubled. So in 2002, the same thing was reported by the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, yet the conclusion scientific medicine took away from this was, quote, what has caused these large shifts in incidence of chickenpox virus is still largely unexplained. Uh-huh. Well, it would appear that science refuses to admit that their creation of the vaccine caused more disease and death to occur. And if they didn't have the data before 1994, they certainly have the data now. So since the development and use of the chickenpox vaccine, there has been an increase in people contracting shingles. It is believed that the chickenpox vaccine limits the immunity adults have to the virus, and it increases the likelihood of getting the herpes zoster shingles later on. Now, some business moguls would look at this, you know, this chickenpox vaccine thing and say, hey, this is a lucrative business model causing future disease in the promotion of yet another vaccine. I know, it's sad, but the shingles vaccine was developed using taxpayer money through the National Shingles Prevention Study conducted by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Well, let me read you this quote by Dr. Joseph Mercola. He says, the incidence of adult shingles has increased by 90% from 1998 to 2003 after the release of the chickenpox vaccine in mass use. Shingles has a hospitalization rate of 5 times greater and the mortality rate 3 times greater than chickenpox. And shingles now accounts for 75% of the medical costs associated with the Bacillus zoster virus, end of quote. Oh, they knew what they were doing. They were creating a business model of revenue for healthcare professionals, for the pharmaceutical industries, at everybody's expense. Well, what are the symptoms? Well, some doctors don't really get the diagnosis of shingles right the first time because early symptoms mimic other conditions such as diabetic peripheral neuropathy, the flu, appendicitis, or pleurisy. So early symptoms are fever, an overall weak feeling, but within 2 to 4 days you get that burning sensation, some shooting pain, maybe some tingling and itching, usually on one side of the body or on the face or your head. So the pain normally lasts for about 4 weeks, and then the rash or the blisters appear usually within 14 days, and they contain this clear or even pus-filled fluid. The blisters will scab over in about 10 days after appearing. You want to be careful not to rupture the blisters, or they can become more infected. And the infection can enlarge your lymph nodes, and they can also become infected as well. So with the disease sometimes appearing on the face, there's a risk of complication that can involve hearing or vision. And if shingles virus reaches the cornea of your eye and that becomes infected, there's a chance of temporary or permanent blindness. Dizziness, loss of taste are also common symptoms. And in rare occurrences, if the infection encompasses the central nervous system, muscle atrophy and motor paralysis can occur. Another symptom that could occur is considered a residual symptom called post-herpetic neuralgia, which is persistent pain from the shingles lingering for months or years after the outbreak is resolved. So this usually happens with the elderly patients. However, after the release of the chickenpox vaccine, children now get shingles. Wow. Now, just imagine if you have a allergy to horse serum, which is in these vaccines. I mean, this could give you a deadly case of the shingles. Think about it. Well, there are natural solutions to shingles. I'm here to a ray of light, ray, just a rainbow in the sky. Ray, hope is here. During the illness, you want to avoid starches and sugars because sugar feeds the virus. Really not good for the central nervous system either. So the starches also create a lot of mucus and prevents toxin removal and, you know, hinders your immune system from working. However, you can have some natural juices with no added sugars to them. If you need a little sweetener in hot beverages, use honey or a little stevia. No artificial sweeteners. Oddly enough, some doctors recommend to their patients use capsaicin, which are it's cayenne, hot peppers. And put that on the blisters because it diminishes the pain. See, the cayenne numbs nerve endings, and it offers comfort from the pain. So use some liquid cayenne. It can also help those scabs heal a lot quicker and no scarring. Yep. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, we came up with a product called Shingles Be Gone. It's a little kit. So instead of risking your health to what appears to be a scientific medicine creating more disease to make a profit, you might want to try some herbal shingles be gone instead. So in the kit, there's these herbal tools that will help you shorten the duration of the shingles outbreak and recover quickly in just a few days. Now, we've had several people that have used this kit and have said that it was quick. They got over it quick. So Apothecary Herbs makes the kit, and inside is the liquid cayenne that helps numb the pain, and it also clears your blisters fast. It also includes barberry liquid, and barberry has a natural bacteria-fighting berberine in it. It's an alkaloid that inhibits the shingles virus, okay, so it kills it. Now, for pain, there's also a natural anti-inflammatory pain liquid in there, and one also to relieve a lot of tension so you can rest better and heal better. When you get rest, you heal faster. So also included is an immune booster, of course, to power up your immune system and fight the virus. Now, if your lymph glands become involved, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't with shingles, but if they do, they swell up and get real sensitive to the touch, then you want to use some mullein tincture. So Apothecary Herbs has that. Just add that to your order. And you can order over the phone. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Just click on the Herb Kits tab, or I think Shingles Be Gone has its own tab. Yeah, Shingles Be Gone. Look for that tab and click on that, and you can get the kit. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless right there. And it powers you. It really does. Why would you want to suffer for weeks, months, when you could get over this in a couple of days? I'm asking. I don't understand people sometimes. But you can pick up a kit. The shelf life's 10 years. So if you say, well, I don't have shingles right now. Well, I mean, you don't want to wait and suffer. And then, yeah, fine. Where's that woman's number? Where is that herb lady? Ah, you can have one handy in your medicine cabinet just waiting in case it happens. In case it happens. Now, if it doesn't happen, hey, those herbal liquids have dual purposes. You can always use the immune booster. You can use the liquid cayenne for any cuts and heal quickly, no scars. You can use the Relax formula to, release tension from muscles and to sleep better. You can use the barberry for helping the gallbladder out. Yeah, so we have dual purposes here. And, I can't take all the credit. God did that. Yep. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. Herbs are here for the service of man, for the healing of the nations. And they are meat because they're powerful. So we have to make sure we give credit where credit is due. But I'm here to let you know this is what you can use. These are your options. Keep you safer out there, healthier out there. And, no, don't risk yourself to DNA-mutating affected vaccines with, aborted fetal cells in there. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. That's, when they inject that into you, technically, I would say that's going to affect your DNA, like as if you engaged in cannibalism. From a cellular point, I bet you it is. So you want to avoid those vaccines like the plague. Whitaker says so. Dr. McCullough says so. So, we've got some MDs that say, just say no. And say yes to Shingles Be Gone, herbs. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm gonna go get some more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Care and Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be looking at some of the health care predictions for 2015 just to see how many of them came true. Because in this day and age, really, we can expect anything. So what were the health and economic experts predicting back for 2014 for the next year? So the New Jersey Business Journal, they kind of put together a picture of how the healthcare will unfold for Americans in 2015. And these were hospital executives. They asked physician groups, insurance executives, think tanks, law firms, you know, the academia, brainiacs. And so I have to say some of the responses that they reported on, at the time I thought they were in denial. So we're going to take a look and see how this all panned out. Well, the CEO of the Hattonsack University Health Network, Robert Garrett, said that for 2015, he said everything's going to come up roses. Yeah. He said the Affordable Care Act, he praises the Affordable Care Act. He says it's going to expand affordable care. It's going to help hospitals. They're going to evolve and thrive. They're going to create innovative care practices and improve the quality of care and lower costs. How are they doing on that? What do you say? Do they get a ding, 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 or do they get a thumbs down? Another expert, Betsy Ryan of the New Jersey Hospital Association, she also was singing the praises of the Affordable Care Act. She called it a population management model. And she is aware that most enrollees are in the expanded Medicaid program, which will create, she says, some fiscal issue for hospitals. But it seems that overall her attitude was, well, no pain, no gain, and it's better than nothing. Now, Dr. David Shulkin, he's the president of Morristown Medical Center, vice president of the Atlantic Health System, and he sees that he said at the time the Affordable Care Act was going to be creating some super regions in the healthcare marketplace. So he says that this is going to narrow the health network products and improve on pricing. The virtual visit technology will boom and produce fewer disruptions in the current business healthcare model. So what do you think? Thumbs up? Thumbs down? Well, and then the legal area, this is some of the legal experts of Seton Hall Law School. They were asked about healthcare in the predictions. John Jacoby and Dorothea Dix, they were both professors at the law school. They said that they felt like the Affordable Care Act will transform the country from silly privatization systems of healthcare insurance to a system of reform. It will improve care and it will contain costs. Well, we already know that's a thumbs down because all the premiums went right through the roof, right? According to Magical Engineer Frank, he says he thought only the weatherman was wrong. Oh, yeah, no. The forecast is, no, it didn't help with, sustaining costs. It didn't help it at all. It made it worse. Actually, all these law professors thought the Affordable Care Act back in 2014 was going to be the holy grail of healthcare, where it will not only prevent illness, address homelessness, substandard housing problems, prevent a substance abuse. I mean, talk about slices it, dices, and waxes the kitchen floor. That's how they saw it. They weren't concerned about any reversal or problems with the Supreme Court at the time, repealing it. Of course, we know what happened there. And so they had their pulse on the Supreme Court justices there. And when asked about the Affordable Care Act could be sustained, is it sustainable? Can the government pay for it? Or will consumers have higher deductibles and higher co-pays? Would they be denied treatment as part of them having, some skin in the game? The lawyers felt that the system needed a redesign regardless of the coverage and the care issues. So we already see what's happening to Medicaid and Medicare. They're kind of, well, on the Medicare, they're just denying people, elderly people, some of the treatments elderly people need. All right, what about the healthcare reps? Kind of amazing, these experts, you know, they were saying, we're going to salvage this healthcare system. It's going to be fine. The even if the unsustainable Affordable Care Act, it's still going to be fine. So Joel Cantor, director of Rutgers Center for State Health Policy, he said that the mental health area would improve with under the Affordable Care Act. And he says there will be large-scale mergers of hospital systems, which we did see and are seeing still. They're going to take place. You're going to see smaller physician practices fall away. They'll be acquisitioned. And so far, I think little doctor practices, you know, the small guys, you know, the two or three practices with doctors in there, you know, that aren't taken over by a conglomerate. I mean, they're holding their own. What they're doing is they are chucking the insurance all together, and they're forming their own little collectives where it's just a flat rate. There's no insurance. It's self-pay, and it's affordable. There's a group here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area called Blue Sky Physicians, and you pay a monthly rate of $40, I think. It's sort of like having a gym membership. It's a monthly thing. And then if you do have to go see your doctor, then it's only an extra $20 to have an appointment. See? So if you went to the doctor and you paid your $40 and then add $60. I mean, some co-pays are $60. So doctors are figuring it out. People like that. They like that a whole lot. And so they have a database of, you know, of patients. And if you want virtual visits, they can do that too. So, you know, millennials, they don't like to go see the doctor. It's too burdensome. Just let me just talk to you on my phone or my iPad or whatever. All right. So according to Joe Cantor, director of Rutgers Care, he says that the system integration is going to bring benefits, he felt. It's going to consolidate the risks. And he says healthcare entities are going to explore and exploit loopholes within the Affordable Care Act, and patients are going to pay more out of pocket. Well, he got that right. You know, thumbs up there. He got that one right. I'm not saying that's what I'd like to see, but he got that right. All right, let's read this quote by Larry Downs, chief executive officer of the Medical Society of New Jersey. He said this in 2014 as a prediction. He says the biggest trend for 2015 is going to be the narrowing of the patient's choice in healthcare services. Patients will be squeezed as the insurance benefits get paper thin, offering less physician and facility options. Patients will be self-financing a big chunk of their healthcare. So in 2015, he said the patient will be paying more and the insurer will be paying less, end of quote. Well, what about, you know, some of these people, you know, just about losing their shirts through the exchange and having to come off of there, right? All right. Now, Mr. Downs also said that he described the Affordable Care Act as a good thing, he felt. He said he described this new healthcare model moving away from fee-for-service to a value-based payment focusing on patient accountability. In other words, let me just sum that up. Translation. Patients, you're going to pay more for your healthcare premiums. You're going to pay more out of pocket. You're going to get less choice. You're going to get probably selective less care. How is that a win-win for the patient? Well, he was right about that. That's what happened. That is what is happening. Well, you know, a senior analyst for the New Jersey Policy Perspective, Raymond Castro, he said the insurances offered on the exchange have no cost transparency, and patients have no idea how much they're going to be paying until after they get serviced. Well, this is true. He was right about that. So far, you know, I think it's what? I think they understood what was going to go down, right? Okay, so some of them weighed in on the cybersecurity issue. Now, we've had some problems there as we have it has unfolded. Healthcarenews.com said for 2015, the significant problem they saw was security risks. The technology model for healthcare is very hackable, which we have noticed. And the model, they said, with the virtual visits, the social channels, all these tools, the cloud storage, paperless doctor office visits, which the millennials love, by the way, the government mandating the Affordable Care Act computers, and this all has, at the time, the security experts, you know, had their panties in a bunch. They were concerned about this. So the Affordable Care Act required for hospital authorities and doctors huge investments in IT, and the operational inefficiency was a problem, they said. They predicted that 25% of doctors' offices would not be able to participate and afford the softwares and things and the computers. So more IT precautions, they said, needed to be developed at more higher costs that would absolutely be passed on to the patients. And they said the healthcare system, could get more personal. You could get more customized treatment down the road, but again, it's going to cost more money. So that wasn't the objective of the Affordable Care Act, but does anybody keep it on point with anything anymore? All right, so they were worried about personal data being accessible and hacked because it was such an enormous infrastructure of data collection. And it also required continuous analysis. They said 65% of the patient transactions would be on mobile devices, which required what they called omni-channel strategies to be consistent and to be secure. Mobile apps, wearable devices, remote monitoring, all that stuff just jumps up the price for everything, really. It's convenient, but it costs. The outlay at the beginning, it costs, and then it costs to maintain it all. So the Affordable Care Act and the technology area merging with healthcare has cost more than anybody ever thought. All right, so only the most economically stable institutions, the IT experts predicted in healthcare, would be able to afford to implement the protocols and maintain them. As far as better patient outcomes and lower costs that the government healthcare system wanted for North America and the European Union continents, they said over the next 36 months, it will tell the tale, and boy, is it ever. They said by 2020, 42% of the patient profile data they figured would be unprotected because of the size of the data system is too big to manage. Wow. Okay. So, who owns your healthcare records? Probably somebody in China. All right, so what did they predict on the horizon? They predicted a kind of a slow death, basically, of it not meeting, the Affordable Care Act not meeting its goals. And, one thing after another kind of just not, kind of collapsing, really. And then we probably have a problem worse than when we started with. but a lot of people feel that it was planned for that. Now, in 2013, we had 18 hospitals close in the United States. A lot of these facilities were rural, 28 to 70 bed-sized hospitals. They were small, rural type of hospitals, so they closed. And for the most part, they said it was due to the Affordable Care Act because of the Medicaid, you know, because a lot of these rural communities had the government-sponsored health care. Now, since 2010, nationwide, 43 rural hospitals have closed, according to the North Carolina Rural Health Research Program. And experts expect this trend to continue. And the smaller hospitals are not going to be able to have the resources to adapt to the demands, you know, with the technology for the Affordable Care Act, which is restructuring a third of our U.S. economy, basically. Now, because of the restructuring, doctors are forced to make a choice. They either go work for large doctor and specialty groups, or they go into research. They leave the country and work somewhere else. Or they do the concierge doctor clinics where, you know, flat rate. That's pretty much where they're ending up there. Now, if you've been keeping up with the news, it's not any prettier over in the UK, where they've had socialized medicine a lot longer than we have. And their senior physicians, you know, done well. They're about to retire. But the junior new doctors coming in who have a lot of school debt, they're being told to work longer for less pay, like $40,000 a year, where they're used to being paid $100,000 to $150,000 a year coming out of medical school and out of internship. So they can't even pay their school debt off on $40,000. So they're leaving the United Kingdom. They went on strike and they left. And so you talk about a wait list now. If you had a long wait before that happened, you could just you might as well just get a plane ticket and go get healthcare somewhere else, because the UK is not going to too long wait, too long. I have friends who left the UK and now live in Spain, or, yeah, Spain, Portugal. They're just, mm-mm. Well, I just think that's it's an interesting thing to kind of look back on and see how they're doing. Some of the trend projections, they even had some of those. They said that the projections are 17,000 will be the first patient before insurance. You know, that will be your deductible. The average patient earns about $55,000 a year. And so if you're on the exchange, you're on this Affordable Care Act, if you're on these premiums, you got a ceiling of 17,000 before the insurance even kicks in. You know, that's even worse than catastrophic care right there. So that was their prediction, and that's pretty close. That's pretty close from 2014. So hospitals typically financed. They're financed by debt, you know, and when patients can't pay, you know, what hospitals tend to do? Well, then they can't meet payroll. They can't pay their staff, and we've seen that happen. They can't pay doctors. They can't pay nurses, and that's a problem. So you're going to find it worse overseas. And the average outcome, a myriad of changes. So the Affordable Care Act is going to be changing, morphing. It's not going to be recognizable eventually. And it's going to provide fewer cures, fewer treatments. In other words, patients who don't need health care will be rewarded. Patients who do need health care will be punished. Think about that. It's a reward system. And, of course, the millennials are okay with that. They like that idea. The fewer drugs you use, the fewer services and treatments that you need and use, you should be rewarded. It's it's sort of like having, you know, your VIP card where you shop and you get reward points. They want that for healthcare. And they want the healthcare to be a nonprofit. Yeah. patient rewards and a nonprofit. You know, it's just more and more important for us individuals to create our own insurance, and that's being more responsible for our health and avoiding some of the things that can, you know, undermine our health. Of course, there's always the trauma area of healthcare that we need, and that's understandable, but all the other preventable stuff we have to be diligent about. And people just don't know what to do about that. And there's always another way. And I'm a believer that God didn't expect you and I to need pharmaceutical drugs to stay healthy. And if you really understand how pharmaceutical drugs work, you'd finally wake up and realize it's an illusion of health. It just delays the inevitable a little bit, and it makes the problem worse eventually. Shane Ellison's book, mentioned it before, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Get that book. Check it out of the library. Read it. And you'll be understanding how chemically these drugs undermine your whole constitution on a cellular level. And, of course, Shane is a chemist. He used to work for the pharmaceutical company, so he knows what he's talking about. And he explains in very common terms so you understand what a lot of these major drugs on the market are doing. And you have herbal options that can help without all the risks and side effects, and actually they strengthen the body, help you correct the imbalance, and that's what you call scientifically a cure. So, but there's no money in curing people. That's what scientific medicine has learned. There's money in creating disease and managing disease. Okay, so they're not going to get rich with healthy people. So these millennials thinking, you know, they're going to have this wonderful nonprofit system with reward points for you being healthy. I mean, they're not going to happen. They're going to make sure that you have all these vaccines pumped into you for a compliance for the healthcare, so you will get sick. That's the business model. See, creates problems, sell you the solution, but then the solution's not any good either. So power up with some medicinal medicine that God created, and God created the human body, so he knows what the body needs. Chemically speaking, he's the perfect, brightest chemist I could even ever think of. Yeah, in the right ratios, perfectly balanced, whole food plants, whole food nutrition, the body absorbs it, utilizes it, and is able to correct imbalances. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. You'll be amazed how powerful you can be. Yep, cleanse and nourish. Get those toxins out, put the nutrition in. Got most things, problems already resolved. See there? That's simple. Call for a catalog. Check it out, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. 3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You are in the driver's seat. You're taking the control back. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be well. You're going to be glad you did. Thepowerherbs.com. All right, I know I'm out of time, but I'll be back next week. More information. If you have a health topic you want me to chat about on the show, drop me an email. I will try to work it in. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product. There. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.